crude oil prices fall to lowest level in 5 months. Brent crude oil futures were trading at multi-month lows on October 20th, amid concerns of a supply glut in the market and a worsening U.S.-China relationship. Oil was trading at $60.95 per barrel as of 6:40 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, down 0.55% from its closing price on Friday. Prices have been hovering near this level for the past couple of days. The last time oil prices were at this level was in early May, more than 5 months ago. Prior to May, prices last traded around this level in March 2021. An October 17th analysis from the International Energy Agency warned that the global oil market may be at a tipping point as a significant supply glut comes to the fore. Between January and September, the overall global oil surplus was 1.9 million barrels per day. Crude oil prices remained largely resilient, as stock builds were concentrated in areas that have less direct influence on price formation, notably crude in China and gas liquids in the United States. Crude inventory levels in key pricing hubs remained relatively low, the analysis stated. However, more recently, surging supplies from the Middle East and the Americas are pointing to an untenable surplus of nearly 4 million barrels per day in 2026, making it increasingly clear that something has to give. The amount of oil being stored or transported over water has risen to 102 million barrels, the highest level since the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the IEA. Once these vessels begin unloading, crude oil stocks outside of China are expected to spike, putting further pressure on prices, the agency said. Oil supplies have risen in the United States as well. According to data from the Energy Information Administration, as of October 10th, the United States had 423.8 million barrels of commercial petroleum stocks, excluding the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This is 3.5 million barrels higher than the previous week and 3.2 million barrels higher annually. Meanwhile, trade tensions between the United States and China are heating up. On October 10th, President Donald Trump said the United States would impose an extra 100% tariff on Chinese imports beginning November 1st. Accusing Beijing of adopting aggressive export control for its products, including restrictions on rare earth elements. A day earlier, Beijing announced an expansion of its export control on rare earths, preventing foreign defense and semiconductor companies from accessing these elements. Any item that contains more than 0.1% of rare earth ingredients sourced from China will require an export license. The restrictions take effect on December 1st. On October 9th, the Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control launched new sanctions on Iran's oil networks, including China-based Rizhao Shihua Crude Oil Terminal Company and Shandong Jinsheng Petrochemical Group Company. The Treasury Department accused Rizhao's Lanshan port of having received more than a dozen shadow fleet tankers containing millions of barrels of oil from Iran. When terminals and unloading facilities are named, carriers, insurers, and agents all become more cautious, economist Davy J. Wong told the Epoch Times. Delays in docking, offloading, and customs approval could significantly raise costs and turnaround times. This isn't a total cutoff, but it raises the cost of breaking sanctions and makes compliance far harder. Iranian oil flows to China will likely fluctuate, reprice, and decline in phases, though not disappear entirely. The escalation of trade conflict between the two top oil-consuming nations in the world, the United States and China, is putting downward pressure on oil prices. In its October 7th short-term energy outlook report, the EIA said that it expects global liquid fuel production to continue rising, driving up inventory accumulation. Global oil inventories are expected to rise through next year, putting significant downward pressure on oil prices over the coming months, according to the report. EIA foresees OPEC Plus production remaining below the group's announced targets, which it said will prevent the acceleration of inventory buildup, thus limiting the decline in oil prices. We forecast that the Brent crude oil price will fall to an average of $62 per barrel in the fourth quarter of 2025 and $52 per barrel in 2026, the EIA said. Michael Zhuang contributed to this report.